Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this weeping under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, April the 6th of 2018. And the time is 10 a.m. Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we've got another important topic for you today. Today we want to reveal, explain, and illuminate and simplify the power of asking questions. This is going to be very, very powerful, brothers and sisters. And let me check my sound here. You guys know I got to do this sound thing every day.
Okay. Let me see if that's any better. Yep, I can hear myself talking. All right. Let's rock and roll. So my brothers and my sisters, today we've got a powerful show. We just want to talk about, I want to assist everybody with something I learned a long time ago. That's the power of asking questions. There's a power. There's a benefit. There is something very empowering about asking questions. This ability to ask questions is huge. So it's very important that we understand this process. Do you ever wonder or think about what separates the haves and the have-nots? That the ability to ask the right question. There's a huge benefit. There's a huge power. There's a huge amount of enlightenment by asking questions. It actually helps to establish belief. So the questions that we ask ourselves on a daily basis, not others. So the most important thing is, number one, the mistake that everybody makes, not everybody, but a lot of people, the mistake that I made in the beginning was I was asking a lot of questions, but I was asking the questions of other people. So the number one thing, right off the bat, that's very important for you to understand is that when you ask questions, it's very important that you ask those questions and not of other people.
So you can ask questions of other people. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes time to establishing the most critical and the most important factors for determining your success, for determining your wealth, determining your health, determining your wisdom, and determining the quality of the relationship, you cannot get advice, and you cannot take, I shouldn't say get, you can get advice, but when you ask the questions of other people, make sure that you ask those same questions of yourself. So the number one in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, again, you've got to ask questions. But we've got to talk about how those questions are formulated, how to ask those questions. But before we talk about that, you've got to understand that the questions you ask must be of yourself, not of somebody else. So the questions that we ask ourselves on a daily basis does something. Now, the questions that you ask someone else has no psychological effect on your phonons, if you will. Questions that you ask yourself is what we want to start at. We want to start with understanding that everybody asks questions, we all do. But that it is the questions that we ask ourselves that hold the most power. And we ask ourselves these questions because we want answers. So the questions that you ask yourself on a daily basis then does something to determine the hormones, the thoughts of the brain, the way that we ask ourselves on a daily basis. So because our questions are tied directly into our self-worth, that's why this is so important. So if we go back to understand that my personal standard, everybody has what I call, in the style of my book, the standard. I talk about the fact the thing that separates the haves from the have-nots is the quality of the ability to raise their standard. So every time you sincerely want to change your life, let me say that again, it's extremely important. Every time you want to raise your income, every time you want to raise the quality of your health, every time you want to raise the quality of your wisdom, every time you want to raise the quality of your relationship, every time you want to raise your standard, every time. In order for you to raise your standard, then you have to put an emphasis on the quality of your belief system, and you must evaluate the value of your questions. So in order to raise your standard, you have to recognize that you have personal standards. Now, the standard is what you stand on. It's how you regard yourself. So when you have high standards, you have the highest regard. Let me say that again. If you have high standards, then you expect high regard. You expect respect. People who are disrespected, they disrespect themselves because they have no personal standards. See, everything comes down in life to how you see yourself, your own self-image. It's a self-pixel. So if you don't have a self-image, you don't have self-standard. You don't have self-standard, that means you have not asked certain questions of yourself to establish your personal value, personal worth. So I came from a place of no. I didn't have no self-esteem. I had no self-esteem. So I had to find out, so how did I build expectations? Not of other people. Remember, unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependency is the only way you cannot be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Let me say that again. All problems come down to these two things. Every problem, if you want to use that word problem, every lack of meeting your goals comes down to unrealistic expectations. So instead of me, you handle failure. Unrealistic and negative expectations destroy wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Every time you expect somebody else to do for you what you should do for yourself, every time you put your dependency on somebody else instead of on yourself, you set yourself up. You've given the key to your happiness to somebody else. Successful people make it a habit of manufacturing their own expectations in advance. Let me say that again. Every successful person, based upon the definition of success for you, they have learned how to manufacture their own expectations that are very realistic in advance of any event. Let me say that one more time. This is the power of an expectation. Your emotions influence your expectations. The expectations that you hold onto influence focus, discipline, and order. Your expectations, that's your target, that's your vision, that's your purpose, that's your destiny, that's your destination, that's your DNA. Wrong expectations. When you have wrong expectations, that leads to a wrong standard. When you have a wrong standard, that leads to a wrong question. If you have a wrong question, then you have the wrong quest. If you embark upon the wrong quest, that means you end up in the wrong place, the wrong result. Now, the word question is the word quest, I am. If you look at the word quest, the letter I and the word on, and you turn it around, you say, on, I quest, or I am on a quest. Every time you ask the question of yourself, you're embarking up on a journey to fulfill the expectation of yourself. Wrong question, wrong journey. Power of questions is so powerful that it escapes the mind. So I went from a place of no self-esteem to high self-esteem, all because I did one thing. Things were going on in my life, and I started asking questions. Why am I giving the Reverend Dr. Bishop my money? Why do I have my children? Why am I paying $600, a month for my children to go to private school? Why am I driving the type of car that I'm driving? Why is my car note, back when I had Mercedes, I was 21 driving an E1 in the military, making $600 a month. $600 a month. My car note was $800. Now, I look good, but I asked my question why, because I had no self-worth, so I had to look like I had to thought of myself. There was no inside revelation, so I needed to make and have an outside demonstration. I needed to demonstrate. So I came back with tailor suits from when I was stationed in Japan that all had my name written on the inside. Pure Italian silk, valued at anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per suit. And I was an E1. Making $600 a month. Why? No self-worth. Then I started asking myself questions. The power of asking questions will transform your life forever. The questions you ask yourself on a daily basis are critical to determining your ongoing success, your happiness, and your fulfillment in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. I'm talking to clients every day. I'm doing one-on-ones every day, and they have no questions. It's imperative, my first questions are tied directly into our true unconscious identity. I can tell where you are by the questions that you don't ask. See, it's not the questions that you ask me or yourself, it's the questions you don't ask. If I had the opportunity to sit with a multi-billionaire, you better be damn straight that there would be no silence, there'd be no awkward moments. I would come, if I could sit and talk to an elder, someone of great renown, some of the great saints, some of the great prophets, Yahushua himself, So when I do pray, I know that the Father hears me. So I have a lot of questions. That's why I get a lot of answers. That's why I understand a lot of stuff. That's why I have a very high self-worth and a very high self-value. That's why if someone is just, I'm allowing them the opportunity to hang out with me, that in the hopes that when I ain't there no more, they can understand the opportunity that they missed. Now, let me make sure you understand, because every emotion that you have comes from the question that you did not ask. Let me say that again. See, the expectations that you hold or don't hold influences or limits your ability to have focus, your ability to have discipline, and your ability to have order. Expectations or your lack of expectations is tied into your questions or your lack of questions that you have for yourself and others. You see, my brothers and sisters, we are directly influenced by our questions, because they establish, again, the unconscious frequency. Your emotions, the emotions that you experience throughout your day, they're going to provide you with the insight into your current set of expectations. Look at your emotions right now. What emotion are you experiencing? Have you asked yourself that question? Every moment that you have the emotion of fear, what should you do? Whenever you experience, especially any emotion that is not based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, the moment that you experience the emotion, the very moment that you experience the emotion of fear or worry or doubt or anxiety, and you sit there home right now and you are wondering and you get a thought and you start to say, man, I'm going to pay this bill. Let's do it. The moment that you experience that emotion, very moment, you are creating a set of negative expectations. Whenever you worry about something, at that moment that thought comes into your head, you are establishing the expectation of that thought. The moment that you have a thought, if you don't bring it, as the Bible says, that thought into captivity, you are establishing that thought as that feeling, and that feeling as that action. You are expecting that something go wrong, or that something has gone wrong, which is proof of the feeling, because your feelings follow your thoughts. Your thoughts are established by your questions. No questions, no thoughts. See, many people, unfortunately, they go through life with this flawed ideal, with this distorted reality, or with this misinterpretation of how the universe works. See, negative expectations lead to negative behavior, negative decisions, negative action. What do you expect to happen, brother, in your life? Did you wake up this morning with expectation? Did you set your expectation? Or did you let Facebook, Instagram, Tube Mogul, did you let somebody else set your expectation? What are your expectations for today, brother? What's your intent? Every day I set my intentions. I set my intentions before I do every show, before I write every book, before I do every one-on-one, before I do anything in life, before I go to the store. If I'm going to Walmart, I set my expectations before I leave. I never go to Walmart without asking a question. Why am I going? I never get in my car and go to the gym without asking myself a question. Why in the hell am I going to the gym? If I don't have a reason to go to the gym, I'm not going to the gym. If I don't have a reason to go to the grocery store, I'm not going to the grocery store. It's the power of asking questions. That's the quality of the expectation. No expectation, no results. So the problem is, especially for a lot of the members inside of the life management system, is that you're not asking questions of me and of yourself. Therefore, you're not setting the proper expectations of me and of yourself. See, I got high expectations. How? I don't like wasting my time. A lot of people are feeling the change. And they're like, well, brother Will, I know you're not as, you know, loving, brother. You're not as coddling. So that coddling dude, yeah, I buried his ass. He ain't chill no more. It's this fruitation. I'm interested in results. Immediate measurable results. That's it. If you're my friend, that's great. But I would rather you get results than me and you to be friends. Hopefully we can be friends and get results. But if we got to choose, if I got to choose, setting the expectation for you. Just in case you don't want to set it for yourself. I am making a decision. I'm embarking upon a specific kind of action that's going to take me, that's going to allow me to meet that expectation. What is my expectation? My expectation is wealth. My expectation is health. My expectation is wisdom. These two, not a freaking version of it. My expectation is a toe-curling relationship. That's it. I ain't settling for nothing less. My expectation. Because what's going to happen is I'm on a different frequency. Because of that, we will vibrate away from each other. You will have difficulty tuning in. You will find yourself unable to complete the modules. Because what I am saying is I'm talking on one frequency and you're on a total different frequency. What? Because of why? The emotions you experience throughout your day is providing you with insight into your current set of expectations and the lack that they are. What emotion are you experiencing right now? What are you expecting right now? Is your expectation leading you in the direction of your goal? Does the thing that you expect, is your expectation reasonable? Are you expecting with certainty from a hallmark of clarity? You cannot expect with certainty unless you've done the homework of clarity. Clarity produces confidence. Confidence produces certainty. Certainty produces this competency, this ability to be whole or complete. So what can you expect of yourself in a particular situation? Question. That question is very powerful. What do you expect? If you are in a confrontation, do you expect to win that confrontation? I do. If I get in a physical altercation, I expect to win. I never embark upon an activity if I do not know I can win. Let me say that again. I never embark upon an activity unless I know I can win. Unless I'm certain, unless I'm confident, unless I have clarity, then and only then do I embark upon that activity. I have to be certain. I have to have confidence. I have to have clarity. That's what makes me competent. My certainty, my confidence, my clarity, do you expect of yourself in the areas of wealth, in the areas of health, in the area of wisdom, and in the area of relationship? What specifically do you expect to happen? When we do a one-on-one, what do you expect? What are your expectations when you go on the Life Master System? Did you expect me as a life coach to be able to assist you to accomplish your dreams, your goals? Did you set that expectation before you joined the Life Management System? If you did not set that expectation, you might want to set it today. Now, is it reasonable for you to hold that expectation? Does it support your objective? Is my goal, and it is, to grow my life coaching, the Life Management System, to a $1 million operation? That's net, not gross, to my goal, and it is. What? How can I be certain that my goal is achievable? How can I be confident? How can I have clarity that's going to make me, to give me competency Well, I got to put it in reverse. Clarity. How do I get clarity? Specific. How do I get specific? I go down and I know that if I get 200 people do something to give me X amount of dollars, it equals $1 million. And I got three price points. So I got three different expectations that all meet my one expectation. In other words, I never put the universe in a box. Universe, God, you can only bless me this way. I understand, God, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. If the big dude chooses to bring me 1,000 people that pay me X amount of dollars this year, I'm satisfied. 500 people that pay me X amount of dollars, I'm satisfied. He bring me 200 people. He bring me 100 people. If the price point goes up, I need less people. The price point goes down, I need more people. Any way you bless me, Lord, I've done the math, I'll be satisfied. Have you done the math? What are your expectations? How did I get those expectations? I asked questions. If you keep asking these questions of your mind at all times, you will allow your mind, the spirit, the ruach, the nuach, the big G, to direct your mind into the area and into the events and into the people to establish the expectations. Let me say that again. Keeping in mind that the word question means quest. If you keep asking questions of the universe, that means that you have an expectation of the universe. I got an expectation of the universe. I'm expecting. God said, try me and see. God said that if anything that we can ask, he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. Hold up. Let me get this right. You mean to tell me that the universe that God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, and if you are suffering in any area of your life, you are not asking the right questions of your life. Now, remember the word quest, I on. The word question means I am on a quest. The word quest means a search or a pursuit in order to find or to obtain. Let me make sure you understand. It means to engage in an expedition. I am on a journey, brothers. I'm on a journey, sisters. I'm on a journey for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, I'm already wealthy. I'm already healthy. I'm already wise. I'm already in the toe-curling relationship, but I want to keep it that way. So I'm always in pursuit of. I'm always, again, because it means to obtain. The word search, the word seek. The word quest means the word search and the word seek. It actually comes from a Latin word, quesita. It means quester, a quester. Now, that word, again, when you ask the question, it means an inquest or an inquisition. Now, an inquest or an inquisition is an inquiry. It is a judicial proceeding. Again, the ability to chase, to hunt, to pursue. It's the act of seeking. It's the act of seeking that gives you the act of seeing, which is what I call consciousness, the ability to see. Every time you ask the question, you are embarking upon or expanding your ability to see. Wrong questions, dim sight. Right questions, expand sight. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Now, remember when we started this off, we said that every time you ask a question or don't ask the question, what you are doing is you are establishing an expectation or you're not establishing an expectation. Now, everybody has a self-belief or a self or a personal standard. Your personal standard is how you see the world. High achievers have different standards than low achievers. That's it. See, our expectations tend to create our reality, or at least influence it. Let me say that again. Your behavior is influenced by your expectations. Low expectations, you got low behavior. If you ain't got no expectations, then your ass do anything. You'll rob a bank. You'll beat up an old lady, somebody's house. Because why? You have no morals. You have no beliefs. You have very low expectations. You have no target. See, very successful people, they have high expectations of themselves, out of other people. Now, remember we started off, the number one thing that I said that you have to remember, if you don't get anything from today's show, the number one thing is you're asking the questions of yourself. Right now, you're asking the questions of other people. See, the result is based upon the questions that you ask yourself. Failed expectations results from mistakes or the lack of questions that establishes the experience and the knowledge. Anytime you fail, it's from a lack of experience and a lack of knowledge, period. You get knowledge and you get experience from questions. Now, let me just show you understand the power of this voice. Everything I do in life, I ask myself a question. Question is, why? I never ask nobody else that question. I only ask myself, Brother Will, why did you do what you did? That is the number one question. Not what. I never, ever beat myself up about what I did. I've done a lot of bad things in my life. I understand that if you ask the question what, you will get the answer. What you did, that will make you feel the consequences of what you did. That's going to draw more of what you did. It ain't going to solve no damn problem. The biggest mistake that people make is they ask the wrong questions of themselves. Wrong questions, wrong answers. So you tell me what you did. I'm interested. I'm interested in why you did. Because when you ask yourself why, you uncover the ruling position. That is the personal standard or lack thereof. How do you recognize your personal standards? See, your personal standards are reflected in how you treat yourself. Let me say that again. Your personal standards or lack thereof, how you treat yourself. When was the last time you rewarded yourself? When was the last time you, you know, how do you dress? One thing the military taught me was personal standards. One thing about the military, man, especially in the Marine Corps, I don't know about it, I can't speak about any other branch. Take your ass out of the formation and your brass is not shining. Your shoes are not spit shine. Your uniform is wrinkled. You got hair in your nose. You got dirt underneath your fingernails. Your beard is not, your mustache is not immaculate. Go to the Marine Corps and stand in front of somebody doing a hygiene inspection and your hygiene is back. See what happens. Are you going to learn today, Pride? That's what they used to tell us. You're going to learn today. The one thing I think about was going into the Marine Corps versus any other branch. Other branches are great, but the Marine Corps, once a Marine, always a Marine. I can't get that out of my head. That standard. But I understand that the personal standard set behaviors. It is the benchmark of performance. I can tell people who are low performing, that means they got a low standard. Low self-esteem. So how do you raise your self-esteem? Mind with the level of your self-esteem, your self-worth, how you see yourself, your self-image. Remember, you have to ask the questions of yourself. If you're asking the question of somebody else that has your self-worth. Man, in relationships, I feel sorry. Because I didn't read about it in the book. I've experienced it. So if you go outside of yourself to establish the value of the self, then the thing outside of the self controls the self. I remember when I was young, my collar, my license, and my organization, because I had stopped tithing, because I wanted to go visit my grandmother. And I remember the feeling I had. Any man can give you a title. That man can take your title. I don't get titles from men.
My title comes from myself. It comes from God. You better be damn careful who you get your title from, brother. Who you get your value and your worth from, sister. You don't ask questions of other people. You ask questions of yourself. The kingdom of God is within, not outside. Raise your own self-esteem. In order to do that, you must raise your personal standard. In order to raise your personal standard, you must raise the quality of your question. See, when you ask why, when you really look at yourself and you ask yourself, why the hell am I going out and buying $300 Air Jordans? Why? Why am I really buying them? Because I want to look like the man. Because really deep down inside, I don't feel like the man. Because I know I ain't the man because I'm not doing the shit that men do. See, your personal standards is the reflection of the quality of your work. It's the quality of your communication. It's the quality of your values. It's the quality of your skills. It's the quality of your identity with your design. Your personal standard is reflective of your personal design. No design, no standard. Since you don't know the, since you don't know thyself, since you have no self, assume you have no image. Your self-image is a picture of yourself. So when you go inside yourself, you don't see nobody there. But so you go outside of yourself, you ask other people, and then people validate you. And they make you feel like the man or the woman. But the moment they get tired of answering your questions, you're no longer the man. You're no longer the woman. You must go within. The kingdom of God is within. See, let me make sure you understand the death of the seven brothers and sisters. Now, do you ever know that within the first 30 seconds of meeting somebody, everybody, upon the way that the person is dressed, based upon the hygiene, based upon their communication skills, and based upon their body language. Now, most people look on the outside appearance of things. Most people judge a book by its cover. That's human nature. You ever ask yourself questions, though, why? I did. And I found out that that was an indication of a low set. And there's many types of standards. But if anybody that judges a book by its cover has low standards. So now I don't judge that the Bible says know no man by the flesh. Only know him by the Spirit. So I judge by. I don't judge people by how they look. It took me a while to get there, but the way I got there was by asking questions. But I didn't ask my question of somebody else. I asked the question of myself. Brother Will, why are you judging that person? Why do you think you're better than them because you work out and they don't? Why do you think you're better than them because more money than they see? Asking effective questions, not just any questions. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that want a better quality of life? All you got to do is ask better questions. Einstein said it this way. Albert Einstein said, the most important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. The reason that you're asking questions, my brothers and sisters, is because of the curiosity that's from your spirit. So your spirit is telling you to ask questions, but what we wasn't taught, or what I wasn't taught, I was told to seek authority figures and ask them questions. What I'm telling you to do is you are the authority figure, ask yourself the question. It is only when you ask yourself the question that you empower yourself to fulfill the question. The act of asking yourself questions is the act of empowering the quest. I don't know if you understand what that means. So let me try to break it down for you. Heavenly Father, let me deliver your word with your power, not mine. The act of asking questions is the act of empowering the quest. Better strategic questions allows you to embark upon a very
strategic quest. Very creative questions allow you to embark upon a very creative quest. Allow you to, or empowers you. It gives you the ability to fulfill. The first objective is to, number one, understand that you got to ask questions. Number two, understand you got to ask those questions of yourself. Number three, understand the questioning process, which is the purpose and the benefit of determining the outcome. If you ask the right question in the beginning, you establish and you determine, you predetermine the outcome in the end. In the beginning, you predetermine the right conclusion in the end. If I can ask myself the right questions in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, I'm going to empower myself with the ability to fulfill it. This is called inspired questioning. The purpose and the benefit of asking questions is to inspire the power to fulfill them. The word inspire is the word in putting the Spirit of God. You are putting the Spirit of God in you when you ask the questions of God. Asking the right questions is going to motivate or demotivate. Asking the right questions, my brothers and sisters, put the Spirit of God in you. It gives you enthusiasm. It is entheos, God in you, the hope of glory. You're not asking questions of God. That's why you're not getting power from God. In questions of men, you're getting the power from men. When you ask questions of God, you get power from God. I don't ask no man no question that I'm going to use. Now, I ask a lot of questions. I talk to a lot of people. But when it comes to determining my expectation, to determining my self-worth, my self-esteem, and my self-image, notice the emphasis, thing that I don't explain to yourself as a flesh. When I say self, I'm talking about the spirit. We've already disconnected the flesh. The flesh doesn't even exist. So if I got to explain that, then that means you haven't listened to enough of my shows. None of my shows have nothing to do with my flesh or yours. Every time you tune in, your intention, remember you got to set the expectation before you tune into the show, which is I'm getting a spiritual empowerment. This has nothing to do with the flesh. Our questions are way more than just words that have been jumbled. Question sets intention. A question, the right one anyway, sets the end before you begin. A question, why do I want to be a millionaire? Why? That question, when I ask it to myself, the moment I ask myself that question, I think about my son. Both of my sons. All three of my sons. When I think about that a good man needs an inheritance for his children's children. When I think about my oldest son, who has three boys, guess why I want to be a millionaire? When I ask myself the question, why do I want to be wealthy and in a great relationship? I think about the example that young black men don't have of a positive role model in the community. It doesn't deal good. It isn't freaking lying and cheating and, you know, playing sports or freaking, you know, doing music. Not that sports, dancing, singing for the dominant culture is a bad thing. But there's nothing wrong with setting and having an example. There's always positive, there's already positive sports figures that are millionaires. There are already positive musicians that are millionaires. There's already positive examples in certain areas. But what industry or infrastructure, what millionaire, especially black, that controls all systems of distribution, that built this business from the ground up, that came from where I came from, established something, and controls all centers of distribution. I can't really, the question that I'm asking myself, how do I build an organization? How do I build a system that will, that unites us instead of divides us? I'm trying to think of a black organization or any organization, black, white, blue, green, that brings people together. That is not based upon race. That is not based upon religion. That is not based upon politicking, poly, many, ticks, blood sucking. I'm interested in politics. You don't see me running for no office. Religion divides us. Race divides us. Culture divides us. I'm building an organization that does not include any of those things. Why? I'm not trying to divide us. There's organizations already out there that divide us. There's a plethora of organizations. You can join those organizations right now. My organization is not based upon culture. It's not based upon race. It's not based upon religion. It's not based upon language. It's not based upon politics. It's based upon the universal principle of unconditional love. Love without ownership. I'm going to love you regardless of what you say and do. I don't want nothing back. I'm not loving you if you tie. I'm not loving you, you know, if you come and hang out with me. I'm not loving you, you know, if you love me back. I'm loving you without trying to own you. I'm loving you whether you agree with me or not, whether you agree with me or not. Because why? I am not trying to prove my religion. I'm not trying to prove that my culture is better than yours, the white man is better than the black man. I don't give a damn which one's better. I'm not trying to prove race. I'm not trying to prove religion. I'm not trying to prove that my language is better than yours. I'm not trying to prove that my religion is better than yours. I'm not trying to prove that my family is better than your family. All of those are boxes that divide us. So when I ask my question, when I ask myself questions, the power of my question has empowered me with enthusiasm and inspiration. With dunamis power, the power comes from the quest. What quest are you embarked upon, brother? What quest are you embarked upon? Do you got a quest? Are you embarking upon something that has love, joy, peace, worth my time? When you ask the right question, you establish the freaking barometer or the temperature. That's why I have optimism. That's why I have enthusiasm. That's why I speak with righteous indignation, because of my quest. I'm on a journey to build something and to establish something that don't exist. It doesn't exist on the planet. Everybody got a title. Everybody got a label. You can't be a Freemason unless you join and take the oath of a Freemason. You can't join Skull and Crossbones unless you go through the initiation process. You can't be a Hebrew Israelite. You can't be a good Cretan. You can't be a Lutheran. You can't be a Methodist. You can't be a Baptist. You can't be a Presbyterian. You can't be a Jehovah's Witness. You can't be none of those things unless you take the initiation and agree with those things. The power of asking the right questions establishes the quality of the quest. Wrong question, wrong quest. See, the right questions will alter your perspective, change your life. The wrong questions will lower your expectations, and it will destroy your perspective. See, our questions shape our reality. The questions add color to your viewpoint. How you view others, how you view events, how you say, how can I, why do I see stuff that nobody sees? I just watched this thing on Facebook. Me and my wife was talking about this morning. The guy goes to the church that just happened here in Texas, and he asks questions that nobody asks. Now, it's a dangerous thing because I know it's hard, but he's challenging whether or not he said it was a false flag event. I don't know about you. Just watching the video, I know that that probably was a false flag event because of the response of a father who just lost his daughter in a church shooting. He talked to the guy, called the cops, and they arrested the guy. The guy has $100,000. I don't know if y'all saw the video. It's on Facebook. He said, I will give you $100,000 if you can produce proof of death certificate. Now, I'm a father. And if I had just lost my daughter in a shooting, and somebody got the cojones to walk up to me, meaning I own my property, and tell me that what just happened didn't happen, I ain't calling the cops. I'm going to end his life. That's just me. I'm going to try everything in my power. The fact that that man who just lost his daughter did not do that, I got problems. Now, I'm asking questions. Nobody else is asking these questions. But I ain't asking the questions of the man who lost. I'm not asking questions of that guy. I'm asking questions of myself. And I'm thinking to myself, if that was me, I know how I would put my hands on his neck and I would watch. I would choke him as the life exited his body. Why? You mean to tell me that you said I came on TV to profit off the death of my daughter? And you got the cojones to come drive from your house to my house, stand in my front yard, and say, call me an MF. The dude was a pastor. He called him a demon. He called him a sorry, low-down, dirty MF. And the dude was stuck there and waited for the cops to come and arrest you. I'm a father. That would not happen if my daughter had really died. So the question I'm asking myself, I'm not asking nobody else. This is just me. Talking to me. So me, myself, and I, we call everything all day. And me, myself, and I, we all have good questions and good conversations, and we invite who I can know why. You come in alone, my wife, I was saying, hey, stop telling me you're alone. So I'm here. So I hope y'all understand that when I say that I'm alone and I don't have no friends and blah, blah, blah. I'm that's not what I'm saying. Hopefully y'all already understand that. I'm never alone. Because I'm in the company of thousands of angels. I'm in the company of the big chief, 24/7, 365, 7 days, and usually my wife. So I'm never alone, even though I'm alone. And I say I don't have no friends. I got a plethora of friends. You're my friend. That's why you listen to today's show. But I need to understand my brother, because guess what alters that emotional state? Can anybody guess what alters, totally changes? Anybody want to change their psychological state right now? Anybody want to change their emotional state right now? If your questions are truly useful and focused, when you get the question to the universe, God, what problems does God have? If anybody want to change their world right now, today, all you got to do is give them a question to God. I do it every day, all day, 24/7, 365, and I feel like I'm about to blast off. Sometimes I got to be respectful because I'm disrespectful. Because I talk to people who have not got to this level of understanding, and their problems are real to them, and my lack of emotion is, they're like, dude, I just told you, you know, this happened, man. It's a traumatic event. My car just got repoed. You know how many cars I got repoed, dude? My wife left me. And I tried to laugh. My son, my children are disrespecting me. I really tried to laugh. It's crazy. People are afraid of their own children. What? I love my children. My children know I love them. However, my children know they're not going to come over to my house and do quake quake. Like my dad told me and his dad told him, I brought you in, I'll take you out. No problems. My love. See, love is a dangerous thing because the Bible says love demands a response. It demands, it doesn't ask for it. That's why I love without ownership. Because if I love you without owning you, then I'm demanding of you to love me at that same level. What happens? You are out of my life. I need nothing. The universe, God, the love, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three love. If anybody alter and change their emotional state, their psychological state, their financial state, their health state, their relationship state, their wisdom state, if anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice wants to change their state, their mental disposition, questions we ask are connected to the emotions we feel. Kingdom of God is within. When you ask questions of yourself, you ask questions of God. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about your God that you serve. But when I serve, oh, man, he's on time. He said, you will never leave me alone. He says that if I've been evil, no, it's not no story. He said that I can walk in the valley and stand. He said that no one will come to me shall find. He said that he wants to see me above it and not have it. He said that he wants to belong and that I prosper, being held even as my soul prosper. Oh, my God is a dad. Questions are very resourceful. My questions are very focused. My questions are focused on the fact that the problem is not real. I never go, this is very important. Ask yourself this question before you ask God any question. How does God pray? Don't ask me. Ask yourself that question. Questions does God have? And then the last question you must ask yourself, what problems that God can solve? Now, if you ask yourself those three questions, your journey, your quest will be established. You are already, you are past tense. And the Father has already said, he said that I have already, that I have given. He said, you have been given everything. Now, again, you have to be careful with the word everything. For me, the word everything means all inclusive, in both your relationship and other stuff. He said that God, the word of God, didn't die until it is finished. That means that he ain't coming back to you. So I'm not waiting. I don't have to hold on until next Sunday for my blessing to come. I don't have to do it. He said that the lilies of the field, the lilies in the field, and the birds there, they neither sow nor reap. Yet I take care of them. He said that, they said that it rains on the just and the unjust. That's what I'm asking God, that he reigns on the just and the unjust. I serve a God that says that he is the potter, and then we are the clay. And then he says, can the clay say to the potter, bring your ass over here and do this? He says, God, I serve, like, no, dog, it ain't up to you. The God I serve, he says, I'm God, and I ain't got no other God before. Not even. See, God also, he tells me I'm the clay. And if he makes the potter, if he makes the clay rough, he says that the clay cannot say to the potter, make any dust. So the design I got, I ain't trying to change it. So I'm just here to understand me. So I ask questions about my design. And I, God answers and says, son, this is how you decide. I say, Father, I don't understand why I do what I do. You know what? Let me show you why you do what you do. God, you love me like that? Yeah, boy, I love you like that. In fact, boy, you are fearfully wonderful. Now, somebody out there, they're going to tell you that you're a loser. Boy, they're going to tell you this, they're going to tell you that. But don't you buy that bullshit that they sell it. Because the interest of my work unfolds. That dog hunts right there. The interest of God's word unfolds my life. If I need no light, I don't know about you. I've seen it. I didn't think about it no damn, but I like it. I got 50 of them. Write another one right now. But my books is good. You can read them, look at them, and then discard them. And then ask questions. Now, the God I serve, man, ain't no deuces in the sky as disconnected. The God I saw, now, the God I serve is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's all knowing. And he's all powerful. Now, I need you to understand what that means because a lot of people got different. The God that I serve is inside of the body. So he says, anybody that says that Jesus Christ has not come in the body inside of God. As I have in my book, Christian, I can prove through biology everything. So when I ask questions, of my body. Because the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. I understand that all emotions, especially the negative ones like stress, anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, anger, the result of missed and unresourceful questions. If your questions are unresourceful, now when I say unresourceful, I mean that they're not goal-oriented. See, being resourceful means having the ability to understand everything has to do with intuition and not intelligence. Your intelligence is actually a liability because it gets in the way of your intuition, your spirit. So once you understand, now look, the kingdom of God is within, that means it's intuition, it's in intuition, it's not out. Is in. The kingdom of God is within. And so all your problems come in from the fact that you are not within. If you go inside, it's going to help people get understand outside. So being resourceful means reaching in to contact and to communicate your ideas with God. Now, there's nothing wrong with reaching out to others and networking and doing all that stuff. But we're talking about building a personal standard that's going to allow you to ask the right questions to achieve wealth, wisdom, and relationships. And the way that you do that, my brother, the way that you do that, my sister, is to ask questions of yourself with the understanding that your question establishes your quest. The quest is a journey that you embark upon to establish your emotional, your psychological, your intellectual, and your relationship. You alter, the right question alter what you focus on. The persistent question that you ask focus and direct your mind on the theme that's in those questions. If I'm asking God a question about how to become a millionaire this year, question is to become a millionaire, I'm asking how. The universe gives me the step-by-step process because I ask. Now, let's pose with the three-step process to solving every problem on earth. This is very important. Save this flag. The Bible says ask, and something's going to happen. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible tells us specifically, ask, and it shall be given. You shall find. It did not say you might. It says you will. Now, the scripture is Matthew 7:7. I have it memorized. But you might want to look it up because my memory could be a little off. But I've said this scripture so many times. I never pray my words. I pray God's words back to him in a form of question. Why? I was born at night. I just was born last night. See, the dog I got hunted very well. In fact, God said, and I will ask him every day, you say, God, I didn't get it. You say that you honor your word above your name. That's what you said. Do you read the scripture, God? And God tells me, and now, nigga, I don't need the scripture. I wrote the book to remind me of what I said. But I do anyway myself. So I say, God, you stand fast, and it will be given to you. That's why I say, be very careful what you ask for. Very careful. Because the problem is, you're gonna ask for something that you think you want. And when it shows up, you're not going in. And they're done that. But this is the process, my brothers and sisters. This is why this all works. Because Matthew 7:8 Stevens said it like this. I'm paraphrasing. You might want to say that yourself. He said, for everyone who has. Notice that it's only the Caucasians who ask. Only the Hebrew Israelites. It didn't say only the spiritual. It didn't say only the people. It says, again, for everyone. I don't know if you call it just the word everyone. It says for everyone that asks me things. And he that speaks fine. And to him that not, it shall be open. So, Matthew 7 and 8 are saying the same thing. Instead of just asking, it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Now, Matthew 7, 8 says for everyone, just in case. Because in Matthew 7 says, ask, but it's the same. So, Matthew 8 comes along and says, hey, I just look out in Matthew 7, but let me make sure everybody understands. If it's not for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, it's for the Goyim too. When all of our kids come to visit, it's not for you because you're a Goyim. It's only us. So I go back to Jesus and ask for everyone. If you don't know your design, brother, if you don't know, you haven't asked the right questions, and if you're not involved in the right questions, then your expectations, see, I expect God to honor his word, because I mean, you ask the questions to establish them. My expectations are up here and up down here. Why? High expectations come from high questions. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. For everyone who asks, receives. This is right. So every time somebody comes to TV and they're telling me, yo, dog, you can't, God ain't gonna bless you because you ain't God. Or you ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. I'm gonna read this. Not to them, to myself. Because I need to self worry. If somebody can make a statement to me that affects me, I gotta introduce myself. How do I do it? I'm back and ask the person. Say, God, did you say that you're going to do it silly abundantly above everything that I can ask for them? Or did you just say it's only for the white people or the black people? Or the did you say that? I asked God. So therefore, my answers come from God. They don't come from men. See, God honors his word above his own name. The image of his word gives life. So I got life. I use his word. Ask and you will be given. Speak and you will find. Not in the soul. For everyone who asks, he who seeks fine, and to him who knocks the door will be open. Which of you, again, verse 9, just to make sure you understand, which of you, anybody want to get. If your son asks for bread, you'll give him a stone. Anybody? Now, as I said before, if any of my sons ask me for bread, would I give him a stone? I don't think so. Now, let me tell some folks out there, I'm just not one. Will you give him a snake? And this is a cookie roll right here. This is one of the greatest scriptures. 1911. I remember it because we used to have 7-Elevens here in South Texas. Those grocery stores, they were real late at night. Matthew 7-Eleven. 7 is a 11 is the number of intuition. Is there anybody who wants to guarantee that you'll memorize Matthew 7-11? 7 is the number of intelligence, spiritual intelligence. 11 is the number of spiritual intuition or intuition. Matthew 7-11 says, so if you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven, that's what your Father and Mother, that's what your Father and how much more will you have in your heaven give good gifts to those who ask? Now, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask? So the only issue you have is you ain't asking. You asking the wrong question. That's why you're getting the wrong answers. So my brother, the power of asking questions to yourself. So my brothers and sisters, I bless you. Here we go. And some of you may be told, look, your phone, give me, always my I will. Not a box. I will see you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug.
Yeah. Yeah.
So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.